With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. House is preparing to debate and vote upon a continuing resolution to fund the federal government for the remainder of this fiscal year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill has no frills.
This clean CR contains no poison pill riders, no policy riders there at all, no cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security, zero, no cuts to veterans benefits, zero. In fact, as was noted, we plus up the accounts for veterans.
The proposal unveiled Saturday by the House Republican majority largely funds the federal budget at current levels, avoiding a potential partial government shutdown on Friday night. The White House is trying to reassure Americans who are worried about tumbling stock prices on Wall Street. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After several days of a steep sell-off in stocks, presidential spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said there's no turning back for President Trump and his tariff policies.
The president is unwavering in his commitment to restore American manufacturing and global dominance, and I think he doubled down on that.
She downplayed the falling Wall Street numbers as a snapshot in time, while admitting that the president's policies have created a period of economic transition. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration will immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. In a joint statement released following a lengthy day of talks between Ukraine and the United States and Saudi Arabia, Ukraine also said it was open to a 30-day ceasefire with the war in Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement. Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 478 points, the Nasdaq lower by 32, the S&P declined 42. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a Christian therapist challenge to Colorado's conversion therapy ban.
Colorado is among roughly half the states that prohibit the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. The issue is whether the law violates the speech rights of counselors. Justices took up an appeal by licensed counselor Kaylee Childs, who is a practicing Christian and represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. The High Court will hear the case in its next term, which begins in October. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Christian homeless nonprofit in California has received a $200,000 grant from Chick-fil-A. According to the Christian Post, the Orange County Rescue Mission will use the funds for its ranch facility that provides an educational outreach to homeless individuals. The grant was part of the Chick-fil-A True Inspiration Awards program. This is SRN News. One Alabama police department is starting all over.
Hansville, Alabama will replace its entire police department after a grand jury found a rampant culture of corruption on the force. The city council voted to suspend operations and build a new department. The decision came after the district attorney released preliminary results of an evidence room audit. Oxycodone pills, other drugs, and a handgun were missing. A grand jury in February indicted four officers and the police chief on a variety of charges that included accusations of mishandling or removing evidence from the department's evidence room. John Scott reporting.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has barred prison guards who were fired for illegally walking off the job from being hired for other state jobs. That move follows a three-week wildcat strike. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.